Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Say this out loud. We receive the word of the Lord.
We receive the word of the Lord.
And no condemnation.
And no condemnation.
Much encouragement.
Much encouragement.
Much strength.
Much strength.
To serve God well.
To serve God well.
To obey fully.
To obey fully.
To please Him well.
In all
things. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Be seated again for a few moments. Luke 10. Does everybody need to prepare?
Yes.
If you notice people that are really, really good, we read about the verses, see a man diligent in his business, he'll not stand before unimportant people, he'll stand before kings. Notice people that are, the top athletes, the top musicians, the top people in a skill or a craft. I don't care if they've been doing it for 20, 30 years, they still practice like somebody trying to make the team. Like somebody trying to learn music. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I've seen some people that are at that level in their field. And I'm telling you, you'd think, I'm thinking about some musicians right now. And you think, well, man, these guys, everybody acknowledges they're one of the best around in that area. And they'll practice half a day at a time. Why? Well, that's why they're where they are. Oh, can you see this? They could have been good compared to other people without half that work.
Yes.
But they'd have never been as good as they are.
Amen.
Or are y'all with me now?
Yes.
A lot of folk would have thought they were good, but they'd have known. And God knew they're not as good as they're supposed to be because they're only doing a half effort. But through diligence, they rise above the crowd and come to a place where they're an inspiration for others to reach up to. I think this whole church could be that way. I said, I think this whole church could be this way. I was stirred in my spirit today that Faith Life Church can be an example, just one, an example of what a strong church can be in a small town. Because we've had people tell us when we first came, oh, no, you can't have a large church in a small town like that. You can't. We had people try to talk us out of it. But how many think it would be good if the Lord increased us, not just in numbers, but in power and influence and in every way? And you got some brother or sister over here starting to work in another town that's about the same size as that, and the devil's telling them they can't have over 20 people, and they think, well, hey, they did over there at Branson.
Yeah.
If God helps us to reach all that we can be in Him, would it be an inspiration and a help to others? Help them to not believe lies.
Yes,
that they can do more than what they're doing.
Amen.
They can reach further. All things are possible to him or her that believes. But unless we reach all the way, we won't have the full influence. Anybody can stop anywhere along the way, can't they? It takes diligence. It takes effort. You got to get up in the morning. If you got something in your heart, the scripture says deep calls unto deep. If you got something in you that keeps telling you can have more. You can do more. You can reach further. It wouldn't be in you if it wasn't attainable. The reason your heart's crying out for it is because it's there. God would not torment us with something that was beyond us. Would he? Wouldn't put something in our heart that we could not attain and could not reach. He's a good God. In fact, he is always able to do exceeding abundantly above everything we ever asked or thought. So if there's something in us stirring going, we can have more. We can do more. We can reach further. We can be bigger. Then it's a fact. It's a fact. And if we'll just stay after it, we'll get there. In your personal life, in your spiritual life, in the church life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Luke 10, the Lord is giving instructions to his disciples. And in verse 3, he said, "Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way." Salute no man by the way. What does that mean? Yeah, some say don't greet anybody. Well, why would he say that? Yeah, let me read some other translations to you. One said, the New Living says, don't stop to greet anyone on the road. The Message translation says, don't loiter and make small talk with everyone you meet along the way. Somebody say, don't loiter and make small talk. Why would he say that? Now, there are other times the word salute in the Old English from the Greek, it means to greet. It also means to hug, to embrace. Hi, hug, how you doing, what's going on? Yeah, that's a salute. It's not like hee-haw, salute. No, you greet, you speak, you shake hands, you hug, you talk. And the Lord said, don't do it. Now, he didn't say never do it. He said, I'm sending you to do something. And while I'm sending you to do this, don't do that. Now, you can read places like Romans 16. And Paul, by the Spirit of God, told him to salute like 25 different people. Salute so-and-so. And salute, and it's the same word. He's talking about say hi, hug them, talk to them for me. So there's a time to salute and there's a time not to. An example of this in the Old Testament is when we just got through reading this not many days ago about how that the woman came that whose son had died, and the prophet sent his servant with his staff and said, go straight to the house. He said, don't salute anybody. What does that mean? Don't stop and talk. Yeah, but what if people are offended when they wave and I don't even wave back? Or when they say, hey, you got a minute, let me talk to you. And you say, no, I can't. Because people do get offended if you don't practice all of the normal niceties. But because of this, all kinds of time and energies are being wasted. Because you can't function at your best when you're letting your energies be diverted through all these distractions. In working in spiritual ministry with around people like Brother Hagin and others, I would see at certain times of the day, if they got a night service, you're not to call them. You're not to bother them. And they don't want a bunch of stuff talked on the way to the service. Why? Because all this contact, all these trivial things drains you and delays you. There's a principle here we need to put in practice in our life. Let me read another translation. The Jerusalem Bible said, don't stop to smooze with people on the road. Smooze. What is smoozing? Well, I looked it up. It means to talk idly and casually in a friendly way. I wish I could express to you, maybe you already know, how dearly people hold on to this and how quickly they'll get upset with you if you don't act like you want to do it. I've had people call me before on the phone and I'm in the middle of stuff and I'm focused on things and I don't mind saying hi and talking for a minute, but they want to talk about how they changed the oil in their car and the grass needs cutting And they want to talk about, you know, how the... Well, sometimes you just need to say, well, I can't talk about that, right? I need to go. Or not even answer the phone. But some people get offended about this. And I'm not talking about me now, I'm talking about you. Do you need to be the same way that when you're on a job and you got something that you got to do, right? It is not time to stand around and chat and schmooze and talk about the weather and the grass and your hairspray. And how much of our life is being spent up with this? Now, there's times when it's okay to take the time and to do that, and it's fine. But there are other times when you need to be like these. Jesus said, here, I'm sending you to do something, and I want you to go, and I'm anointing you to do this. Don't talk to anybody on the way. Don't greet anybody. Don't stop and let them greet you. You stay focused.
Amen.
Wonder if he ever would have us do that.
Yes.
And be diligent. Yes. And stay focused. Can you say yes?
Yes.
The NCV says, don't waste time talking with people on the road. Refrain from saluting and wishing people well along the road. There's no time for trivial talk. Abraham's servant in Genesis 24, when he was going, Abraham sent him, you know, to find a wife for his son, and he saw it was going good. They said, well, just stay a little while with it. He said, no, hinder me not. The Lord's prospered my way. Let me go. I got to go. Somebody say, hinder me not. I got to go. You know, when David showed up at one particular place, he said the business of the king required haste. Just not time to talk, not time to smooze. It's time to be diligent and to stay after it and to stay focused. And you know, sometimes people get so upset about some of these things. But listen, we're not just down here on the earth for vacation. Soon and very soon, we're going to all be in heaven. We'll all be in glory, and I reckon we could enjoy each other's company for long periods of time and get caught up on anything and everything that we didn't get to do down here. It's not like it's lost forever. We'll get to do it, and much better, and much more, and much beyond. But right here and now, we got work to do. I said, we got work to do, and we need to be in the field, and we need to be after it. And we don't need to just waste all our time in nothing stuff. Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Say it out loud. Don't delay me. Don't hold me up. I'm here on kingdom business. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me